Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. As you know, it is the bye week for the Raiders, and the players have today off. However, we still need to check in with Jim Plunkett and Greg Papa, hosts of the Silver and Black Show, to find out who will be on this week's episode.
Hey, Jeanette, how are you? No bye week for Pop and Plunkett. The Silver and Black Show rolls on. And no bye week here in Alameda, Jim. The coaches are working very hard. The players will get the weekend off, obviously. Right. But a lot of work to do as they self-scout, reevaluate, try to come up with the proper schemes to get the most out of this football team.
Oh, absolutely right, Pop. You know, that's what they have to do. Off to a slow start, 1-3. As you mentioned, reevaluate. Go back to working on basic fundamentals, start the execution process both offensively and defensively, and, you know, try to make this a better football team while you have an extra week to get ready for the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, we're going to break down the Raiders on both sides of the ball, starting with offense. Backup running back Mike Goodson, who maybe has had the biggest offensive explosion of the year, that 64-yard screen pass in Miami down the sideline untouched for a score, Jim. We're going to talk to Mike about making the conversion from the NFC South, where he was, now to the AFC West and the Raiders, and mainly we'll get into to why the Raider running game has not quite gotten going, as he's not had many openings to run, and neither is Darren McFadden.
And if anyone should know, he certainly would be one of the guys because he runs behind that line on occasion. He knows what's going on up front. So I think we can get a bird's eye view from Mike and what exactly is happening with that offensive run game.
And we're going to talk to the guy to assess the defense, the young but very talented, energetic, hardworking defensive coordinator of the Raiders, Jason Tarver, Jim, to find out. You know, they've had a lot of injuries. He's not going to use injuries as an excuse. They've lost both of their starting corners. That is a reality in the first 2 weeks of the year. But we'll see if the Raiders can tighten up their defense moving forward, because there's some great offenses they're going to have to deal with the remainder of the year, starting right off the bye week in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I'm sure Jason hopefully will come up with, you know, some schemes that will help them cover up for the injuries that they have at the corners. But I think one of the things that has been lacking this first four games of the season, pass rush. You got to get to the quarterback, got to put pressure on him. Either you do it with the four guys rushing, or you bring some heat with linebackers and safeties. And, you know, I'm sure he's got an answer for that as well.
Well, he knows Andre Carter from his days coaching across the bay with the 49ers. So Carter, the former Niner-turned-Raider, may be able to help starting next week in Atlanta. So the Silver and Black Show, no bye week for us. We roll on. Good show. Mike Goodson, Jason Tarver, Jim Plunkett. Check us out this week, as you always do, on the Silver and Black Show.
Thanks, guys. Will do. I'll be watching the show this weekend along with the rest of the Raider Nation. In fact, Raider Nation, you need to get geared up for the next Raiders home game against the Jacksonville Jaguars on October the 21st. The Raiders join with the NFL in support of breast cancer awareness, and there's plenty of pink Raider gear for you to wear. You can purchase it at the Raider Image Store or right here at Raiders.com just by clicking on the Raider Image. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson for Behind the Shield.